Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Roadblocks to Hell, the Journey to Repentance. In this session, we'll be looking at Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 30, a place called hope. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could go to a place called hope and have all our dreams fulfilled? Hope is a necessary ingredient of life. We must have hope for the future. The Bible gives several analogies for hope. Two of them are anchor and helmet. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Where can we find a place called hope? Listen, there is a yearning for hope all around us. God's word speaks much on hope. Romans chapter 8, our text for this session, is all about hope. Creation groans in hope, verses 19 to 22. Christians groan in hope, verses 23 to 25. The Spirit groans for hope, verses 26 to 27. The Christian experience is built on hope. What is hope? Well, simply put, hope is waiting in faith for God's promise to be realized. Hope is in God's hands, verse 23. Hope is within the believer, verse 24. Hope is gained through patience and perseverance, verse 25. Romans 8, 28. We know the verse. Because without hope, death reigns. With hope, death is defeated. Without hope, there's despair. With hope, suffering has new meaning. Without hope, the flesh rules. With hope, the spirit rules. Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8, 17 introduces this section of scripture. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Suffering accompanies membership in the family of God. In difficult times, we need some encouragement. And our text provides three grounds of encouragement. First, there is encouragement in what is to come. Romans 8, verses 18 to 25. You see, the Apostle Paul contrasts the present sufferings to the coming glory in verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. 2 Corinthians 4:17 tells us, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We have citizenship in heaven, so this earthly life is but a moment compared to eternity. Creation will be delivered from the curse. God's creation will one day be set free. The perfect freedom of a sinless universe. Look at verses 19 to 22. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. The picture of a woman in labor who awaits delivery of the baby that's within her. 2 Peter 3:13. Nevertheless, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Revelation 21:1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And then Christians will be delivered from the curse. And we already have the Holy Spirit as a deposit. Verses 23-25 of chapter 8. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, eagerly awaiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. There's encouragement in what is to come. Second, there is encouragement in the Spirit's help. Look at verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We don't know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit takes our groans and makes them his groans. He intercedes on our behalf. So there's encouragement in the Spirit's help. And then third, there is encouragement in God's sovereignty. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. This is such a great verse when you're experiencing suffering. Paul used five verbs of hope for us to grasp. First, called. From our side, we love God. From God's side, we're called. All things apply to those who are Christ's. The second verb is foreknew, which are those he saved. The third is predestined. What are we predestined to? To be conformed to the image of his Son. God wants all children to bear the family resemblance. And then fourth, justified, declared not guilty in Christ. And then glorified, the certainty of eternal resurrection, as if it has already happened. There is no doubt that God is fully in control in the eternal transformation of our life in salvation. Jesus Christ is our hope. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope. Let me ask you, is Jesus your hope? Are you living with that hope? Place suffering in the context of eternal hope. You have a great day.